This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Bernie Sanders, the second-term independent senator from Vermont, officially kicks off his campaign for the Democratic Party presidential nomination today. Sanders, who often votes with the Democrats in Congress, describes himself as a Democratic socialist. That socialist label might seem a liability in American politics, but as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, over the last century, socialists have made their marks in national campaigns.
Go back to the election of 1912, and socialist firebrand Eugene Debs is pulling 6% of the popular vote nationwide. Advocating their solutions for America's working men, women, and children, those early socialists might have been polarizing, but at least they were well known, says presidential historian Julian Zelizer.
They didn't win. They didn't get huge portions of the electorate. But they put forth a lot of the issues in the early 1900s that would eventually become part of the platform of the Democratic Party.
Like the 8-hour day, child labor laws, and Social Security. Starting in the Great Depression, Norman Thomas ran as a socialist 6 times. Great-granddaughter Louisa Thomas has written a book about him.
He was running for president to use it as a platform. He had this quote that he was a champion not of lost causes, but of causes not yet won.
Democratic socialist Bernie Sanders is expected to use his presidential run to push the Democratic Party to the left. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.